Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. To a trained eye, the evolutionary path of any species is revealed in the stages of its embryonic development. Jeff Kloon, visiting scientist in the Department of Computer Science and Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering at Cornell University, explains why the biology of life often builds and destroys unneeded structures.
Something very strange happens as animals develop from single-celled embryos into fully formed adults. Many animal embryos, including our own, build tissue structures that they never use and that later disappear entirely. Scientists since Darwin have wondered why natural selection doesn't remove these unnecessary developmental steps. It's comparable to a construction crew building a roller coaster, raising it, and building a skyscraper on the same ground. Why not skip ahead and build the skyscraper? A new technology allowed my colleagues and I to investigate this question. We recreate evolution inside computers by making virtual worlds in which digital organisms compete with each other to have as many offspring as possible. Just like real organisms, the offspring sometimes have random mutations in their genome that make them different from their parents. Usually such mutations hurt the offspring, but every once in a while they create an organism that is more fit, furthering the evolution of the species. In a computer, evolution is fast, so we get to watch populations evolve before our very eyes. We discover that seemingly unnecessary developmental steps are left in place to avoid disrupting a process that's working just fine. Evolution is essentially saying that if the shoe fits well enough, don't change a thing. In retrospect, this makes a lot of sense. Each new embryonic structure is built in a delicate environment that consists of everything that's already developed. Mutations that alter that environment, such as by eliminating an unused structure, can disrupt later stages of development. An engineer would simply skip the unnecessary step, but evolution instead makes small adjustments to existing processes and keeps whatever works. This exciting new technology helped us settle an age-old question, and we learned that many structures that seem unnecessary make an important contribution after all.
That was Jeff Kloon of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.